Death and the Compass. Of the many problems on which Lernerot's reckless perspicacity was exercised, none was so strange, so rigorously strange, one might say, as the periodic series of bloody deeds that culminated at the Via Tristeleroi amid the perpetual fragrance of the eucalyptus. It is true that Eric Lernerot did not succeed in preventing the last crime, but he did indisputably foresee it. Nor did he divine the identity of Yarmolinsky's unlucky murderer, but he did perceive the evil series' secret shape and the part played in it by Red Sharlock, whose second sobriquet is Sharlock the Dandy. That criminal, like so many others, had sworn upon his honor to kill Lernerot, but Lernerot never allowed himself to be intimidated. He thought of himself as a reasoning machine, an Auguste Dupin, but there was something of the adventurer in him, even something of the gambler. The first crime occurred in the Hôtel du Nord, that tall prism sitting high above the estuary, whose waters are the color of the desert. To that tower, which is notorious for uniting in itself the abhorrent whiteness of a sanatorium, the numbered divisibility of a prison, and the general appearance of a house of ill repute, there came, on December 3rd, the delegate from Podolsk to the Third Talmudic Congress, Dr. Marcello Yarmolinsky, a man of gray beard and gray eyes. We will never know whether he found the Hôtel du Nord to his liking. He accepted it with the ancient resignation that had allowed him to bear 3 years of war in the Carpathians and 3,000 years of pogroms and oppression. He was given a room on our floor, across the hall from the...